Cherokee Casino Ramona. Listen on your computer, your smartphone, or other internet-connected device. Whether you're home or away, we're your constant companion. We're 1400 K1.
Good morning and welcome to One-on-One with the Pros, and with Regents Bank, we have Trevor Dorsey with us. Trevor, how are you doing today?
Good. How about yourself?
Well, it's a beautiful day to be out there in the neighborhood, and of course, the neighborhood for Regents Bank is expanding.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We're going to be coming to Bartlesville. Hopefully, it'll be here in November or December. We haven't got all the details ironed out just quite yet, but we know we'll be here for the end of the year, which is exciting. May kind of line out to where it's with the downtown Christmas celebration.
Well, wouldn't that just be, like, great?
Yeah.
Talk about a grand opening. with the Regents Bank, you're right now in Nowata, and you're touching customers' lives and being a part of them each and every day with all the products that you offer, everything from, checking, saving, business, loans, and all kinds of things.
Yes, sir. About any traditional banking product, we've got it and can help you out, whether that be on the loan side or deposits. If you've got a need, we'd certainly love to visit with you about it and see how we can best help you attain whatever goal that is, whether it's, like saving for vacation or, you need a line of credit for business operations, or you just need to get a new car, whatever that is.
It's all good.
Try to be in front of you so we can help you and get you what you need to get everything settled in life. And I know there's a lot of ups and downs in life, and so we try to be a good financial partner and help you through those times.
Now, I know that there are people who've been itching to get into business, and you never know when is the right time to jump in the water and do it. But when you do, sometimes you need to have a pretty good partner with you to kind of help you navigate. And when it comes to, like you said, operating capital and stuff like that, Regents Bank is there.
Yes, sir. Yeah. And, for a lot of small business owners, we have SBA, USDA, different kinds of financing packages we can offer that help if you don't have, quite all the capital you need to reach your expansion or do some of the things that you're wanting to do. And so there's a lot of products and services out there that are available to small businesses. And, a lot of those business owners are so entwined in their business, they need somebody to help them kind of work through that process that knows, and that can be, that partner to hold their hand through the process and get them through it and get them what they need.
Very good. Now, also when it comes to consumers, thinking about buying a car. Mm-hmm. Boy, the interest rates look pretty good. Doggone it, let's do it. But first, you might want to talk to one of your friends at Regents Bank to see if you can't get the best deal possible.
Yes, sir. Right now, consumer rates are good. And so whether it's a car loan, home loan, right now is a good time to borrow money. The Fed, last time they met, they dropped rates a quarter. And so that's always a positive when people are looking at doing things, because, in a downward trending rate environment, as rates trend up, you find a lot of people, especially business folks that maybe want to expand or need some working capital, mm-hmm. or stuff. They may pull back because of an upward trend in the rates. But now that those, I think, are going down, and hopefully we'll stabilize there for some time, and it looks good for business right now.
And for the young people out there, a lot of my millennial friends are thinking, I'd like to buy a house, but I don't know. And all I have to say is, when I bought my first car, the interest rate was 18%. You're going to be paying a lot less than 18% when you go in and talk about getting a mortgage.
Oh, yes, sir. Right now, I apologize. I should have probably looked at the rate sheet this morning to give you an idea, but I think right now you're probably somewhere in the high threes, low fours, which I think is, tremendous. I think the first mortgage loan I got, when you were talking about that, I think it was 8-something.
Uh-huh.
And so, but I thought that was a great rate at the time, And so it's half that today, uh-huh. or less. And it is a good time if you're looking at buying your first-time home or you're looking at upgrading, As life changes happen, you may be in a small house, you may be fixing to have twins. Well, you got to have additional room. And so Again, we're here to try to help people navigate through that process and the different things that life throws at them.
And you have a variety of different loan packages, loan tools that you can present.
Oh yes, sir. Like I was talking about on the business side, we have the SBA, Small Business Administration, mm-hmm. USDA, and then Farm Services Agency. We partner with them to help a lot of farmers and ranchers. And not only that, we have your traditional banking products, whether your business lines of credit. Mm-hmm. And we have some products on the business side. If it's an owner-occupied commercial real estate, in some instances we can offer 10, 15, 20, 30-year fixed rates. And so we always try to sit down and figure out what's best for the client and for their needs and what their goals and objectives are and work through that to make it.
Now, saving is one thing that some people just don't do enough of. I was shocked to find out that there are probably more than 50% of people that don't have more than $400 stashed back for a rainy day. And that was a national survey. Whether it's correct or not, that's the one I'm citing. I got that online today. And you really need to be prepared for that rainy day, and you don't want to have to take out, all kinds of different craziness when you could have been saving at Regents Bank.
Yes, sir. Yeah, statistically, I don't think people save like they used to.
No.
They don't have the rainy day fund. And so I think if you subscribe or read those statistics, then most Americans should have at least two paychecks worth of savings, because you never know what's going to happen. And so we can sit down and kind of try to mold or sculpt a program for somebody depending on what they're looking at savings for. Mm-hmm. It may be they know they're going to need a new car, in a year or two. And so let's start putting back some savings, or they're wanting to go on a vacation, or they got a kid that's going to start college, or they got a kid that's probably going to be getting married in a year, and they, need to save up and try to help them with the wedding expenses.
That ain't cheap.
Yeah. And so there's a lot of different reasons why people, need to save, or events that they know that are going to come up in their life, or you have unexpected health events or different things that come up that happens to a lot of just us average Americans out there. And so you always want to have some savings, and we can sit down with folks and again work through the best plan for them. Mm-hmm. And how much they can put back every month, and what's the best account. Are they wanting access to those funds? Or if they're not, maybe a certificate of deposit is, because, that money is tied up for a little while, but we could do a 6, 9, 12 month. Or you can look at a money market, which gives them access, but also helps them earn some interest on that money that they're putting back in savings.
We're talking with Trevor Dorsey with Regents Bank. And Trevor, let's say you're a person who's in their late 40s, early 50s, and you're thinking maybe, just maybe, I might have a chance at retirement. Do you have programs or tools that folks can, take a look at as far as stashing away money that way?
Yes, sir. We have some IRA products that they can look at, in order to help them in retirement. And we can do some rollovers for them if they have, some retirement accounts that they want to roll over into, mm-hmm. IRA products. And so, always looking to help people there as well. And as it's... I think the cost of living has surpassed the wage, mm-hmm. so it's important now more than ever, I think, for people to when they get to where they can see the maybe light at the end of the tunnel, they start really honing in and working on, what do I need to have back to sustain my lifestyle, or sustain a normal standard of living and still be able to retire, because that's what we all work for, right? That day when we don't have to get up at 8 every morning and clock in, or 7, and or maybe earlier or later.
Whatever time you work.
I get tickled when people say banker's hours. I guess I miss that time in life.
You're up scrambling around at 4 in the morning just to get your day started. I know better than that. The thing is that there are folks who plan on working every day of their life till they can't do it anymore, and, you're going to have that nest egg for that time where you can't do it anymore. So always check in with your professional at Regents Bank and see what kind of tools, what kind of things are, or what kind of instruments are there for you. Now, do you have the IRA?
Yes, sir.
And do you have the Roth IRA?
Yes, sir. Yeah, we can do a traditional or a Roth. And so, you know, if there's folks out there that are looking at those type of products or have questions about them, we can help you kind of navigate through that to decide which one's the best for you.
Mm-hmm. Just a, you know, top view here. What is the difference between a standard IRA and a Roth IRA?
Well, a Roth IRA, you know, obviously you pay the tax up front. So when you start drawing that out, you're not you won't have those taxes
and that headache's gone.
And so, but you know, some people don't maybe want to do that up front. And sometimes it maybe it could depend on, you know, where you're at in your retirement plan.
Sure.
And so that a lot of that hinges there. So once we get with that client, sit down, we can kind of navigate again through that process to see what makes better sense for them.
Now, also with consumers, checking account, debit cards, things like that, are those available through Regions Bank?
Yes, sir. Yeah, and we have instant issue debit cards. So when you come in and open your account, we can give you immediate access to those funds, mm-hmm. and we can give you temp checks over the counter so that you're not waiting on a box of checks to come in the mail, which typically sometimes can take 2 weeks or so. But so we're able to get you immediate access when you make those deposits or you start transferring that money in when you got that debit card. It doesn't do any good if you open an account and you can't get to those funds. And so we have immediate issue debit cards, and so that we can get that customer rolling as soon as they get that account open.
Well, that's something else, and that is pretty much the way it's going with things being electronic and also card-driven, too. For the longest time, I might have been one of the last holdouts. I was never going to get one of those debit cards. Never, 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 never. I'll write you a check. And then there are some places like going, check, what's that? And then I realized maybe time is passing me by.
Yeah. As time has moved on, you know, there's a lot of places that won't take checks anymore or only local, you know, you see a lot of signs, only local checks. And and so now I think in current society, the debit card's kind of something you have to have that you need every day to function.
Sure.
And we do have some products called ClickSwitch, which a lot of times when people come in and they want to open an account, you know, I kind of feel like it's burdensome because they may have, you know, some AFTs or ACHs set up where they got money coming in and going out of the account. And then they got to switch all those, you know, they got to call their electric provider, their cable provider, mm-hmm. and so they can switch account. We have this product where we have all the information for most of the vendors in our market, and you can fill out that form. And as long as you can get your account information, we can send that to your vendor and we can transfer all that for you, so you're not having to go through the headache of making all those calls, so that makes it pretty seamless, I guess. And we try to help clients that way because we do know it is a process when you have to, if you've got a lot of those set up where you got things coming in and going out. And you know, today, excuse me, when you talk about generations, you know, the younger generation likes to do everything at, you know, click of a button.
If it's on their phone, they're fine.
Whether it's on their phone or tablet, and you know, you can do all your online bill pays and all those things. And so again, this product helps kind of get all that stuff switched over, so it's not burdensome where you're spending a lot of your time trying to get all that done. We can get that done typically within, you know, 30 to 45 minutes, just sitting down and going through it.
Holy cow! Had I known. That's tremendous because I got to tell you, I recently had to do all that and switch everything over from here into vendors I didn't even know yet. And that was painstaking. And sometimes I had to do it twice.
It can be a task. And we hear that a lot from clients. Yeah. It's just like, you know, golly, I don't have to do all this. You know, they may open the money market or different things. Well, we'd like to have your main checking or your operating account or whatever. And so I do know that is pretty tedious having to go through all that. So we can help you navigate that again and try to take all that burden off of you.
And Regions Bank, once again, I tell the folks how they can get a hold of you over in Nowata. And then, of course, we'll let them know the new address coming up here in Bartlesville.
Yeah, they can reach us at 918-273-1227 if they need to get a hold of us on the phone. And mm-hmm. that'll go into our call center. And we have some fabulous people that work in the call center. And a lot of times if it's just, you know, needing the information on your account balance or seeing if an item has cleared your checking account or something like that. Again, we have a great call center and they can help you with, you know, just one-off questions that you just need answered. But if you need to talk to, you know, somebody in the deposit area or loan area, they'll get you right over and we can take care of you. And you can also reach us at www.regentbank.com. If you can go to our website, I think there you'll find some different specialized people that maybe if you want to email or try that route and work through that, then you can reach out that way as well. And then our applications are, I believe, online when you go out there, or if you needed to look at a loan. And then I think there's a calculator where you can kind of project, you know, if your rate's X, your barn Y, then here's kind of where you would be in the ballpark of a payment. So a lot of tools available out there for you to try to help you make that decision and then further the steps with us whenever you get ready.
Very good. And also the new address coming to Bartlesville pretty soon.
It should be at Dewey and 5th Street, I believe, if I have my logistics correct. But I think we finally got the lease worked out, and so we're starting down the road of getting everything set. And so it should be shortly. We'll have a location here as well, and that'll make it more convenient for clients here in Bartlesville and maybe Dewey and in Osage County. You know, some markets were a little bit farther away. However, we have all the products and services where we don't necessarily need to be in your backyard. You can do a lot of things anymore. You know, I have a lot of clients, especially on the ag side, where you can take a picture of your check and it automatically goes into your account.
Hi, dog.
And
that's good.
So you're not having to make that travel or mail that check or whatever. So, you know, it's amazing from when I started my banking career to today.
That's a lot easier.
of all the things and options. And so, you know, traditionally, we don't see as many people in the bank as we used to, but you still have a lot of those folks that like to come in, and I personally am kind of one of those types where I like that relationship where you can come in one-on-one and sit down and talk, and you feel like you're getting the right advice to get you where you need to be.
Trevor Dorsey with Regents Bank, thanks for being on with us here on One-on-One with the Pros.
It's always a pleasure. You have a great day, Tom.
All right, take care now. We've got more coming up.
Thanks for listening to One-on-One with a Professional, a paid presentation at 1400 K1.